You're very welcome back. You're listening to News Talk 106 to 108. Do send us a text on 5316 at a cost of 30 cents. It's that time of the year again. Focus Ireland is calling on businesses to sign up for its annual Shine a Light Night Sleep Out. The event aims to raise €500,000 in vital funds for its lifeline services to tackle homelessness. Well, joining me for more is Dave Kirwan, who is the Bord Gáis CEO, and Aoife Cooney, Campaigns and Sponsorship Manager at Focus Ireland. You're both very welcome to Global Village.
Thank you, Jill.
So, first of all, Aoife, tell us about the Shine a Light Sleep Out. How long has it been going? Because I feel it's growing from strength to strength.
Yeah, so, Jill, we started back in 2012, it's been growing really, really strongly ever since. So now this year, hopefully, will be our biggest year yet, and we're growing the event. So it started off 2012. We asked managing directors, chief executives, and senior management team to come together, sleep out for one night in the Ivy Gardens at the time. And then back in 2015, we asked more people to join. So people started having workplace sleepouts. And that's been going really well. So this year, I think we have about 50 different companies having sleepouts in work. Some of them with over 100 people having a sleepout in their car park or on a balcony or outside their front door. Or down to really small businesses who've had two or three people sleep out in their workplace. So that element has been going really strong for the last 2 years. And then this year, a new element again is we're having a sleep out in the Ivy Gardens for people who work in around that area. So there'll be about 300 people sleeping out in the Ivy Gardens. There'll be business leaders sleeping out in Christchurch Cathedral and in Cork City Jail. And then about 50 more workplace sleep outs. So the business community really is coming together for one night to change a lifetime like we've asked them to. So we're very proud of it.
That's fantastic. Because you know, when it comes to homelessness, or you know, often people say, oh, it's the government, it's the state, you know, they need to do better and that's it. But the reality is the only way homelessness is a crisis that is affecting all of us, you know.
Exactly.
Whether it's politicians, whether it's business people, whether it's, you know, people working in the media, because in fairness, it's our mental health is being damaged by hearing all these horrendous stories of families being homeless, Children being homeless. And the only way we can make a difference is by getting everyone involved.
Exactly.
So Dave, what prompted Bord Gáis to be involved this time?
We got involved, I suppose, in a serious way with Focus Ireland over 2 years ago. Focus Ireland are our CSR partner. We mobilise everything we do in respect to CSR to help Focus Ireland fight homelessness. And since we've got involved, it's got under our skin, to be honest. I mean, I think you can't but be impacted by the plight of families and people in our society that should not be homeless in Ireland. And we were talking on the way in the car about the importance of Shine Light and business leaders being involved. And the danger with too much publicity is it becomes normalised. It becomes, we have a homelessness crisis, and it rolls off the tongue. It shouldn't. It shouldn't be the case that it's acceptable. And I think, and I'll speak to business leaders listening or people in organisations listening to your show, being part of Shine a Light normalises it, because you spend a night in someone else's shoes. You consider the plight of people that have nowhere to go at night, who can't sleep restfully, who haven't got the entitlement of shutting the door from the world and being safe. And these are the aspects that strike you when you take part in it, as well as, of course, the fundraising. But the combination of the two, I think, is truly important. And I think it's vitally important at this point that business leaders and people working in organisations who have a voice in our society are exposed to that and expose themselves to that. So I would encourage everyone to do it, because I've done it and it has changed my perspective.
The thing is, when it comes to homelessness, I always talk about it quite openly. I was homeless for 4 years, and it's one of those things that if it happens to you, it never leaves you. The memory is very much etched in you know, the very fibre of me. I mean, I always say this, I can't see a cardboard box without, you know, breaking into a sweat, because it just, anyone thinks like moving house or, you know, all that kind of stuff can be very triggering for me. And but the fact is, I think a lot of people, and I think that's why this initiative is so good, a lot of people have no idea just how easy it is to become homeless. And maybe, you know, in the business world, you know, people who have gone to college would normally be people who have had, you know, who have family support. And if they had a, you know, tough period in their life, maybe they would have family that would help them. But a lot of people who end up homeless might not have gone to college or maybe don't have family support, you know. And it's really not that difficult. Only a couple of things need to, like a couple of curveballs. That's all life has to throw at you. And then you could end up on the street. Isn't that right, Aoife?
That's it, exactly. And I suppose that's the thing about the night. Like, it's a different kind of a fundraiser because it really is an exercise of reflection as well. People spend the night sitting around talking about it. We spend the night talking to people so that they can gain a deeper understanding of it. And that makes a big difference. People go home thinking, oh my God, you know.
This could be me.
So we think we know, but we think we understand issues, but we don't often give proper time to think about them. And just that one night of thinking about homelessness and talking about it and gaining a deeper understanding, it really does change people's perspective. And it does exactly make people realise just how easy it is and how easily it has happened for so many people. So it's not a stereotype. You don't know who it's going to happen to. And everybody has a different story. So, yeah, absolutely.
And Dave, you shared that you have four kids.
In fact, yes.
We were just talking before we went on air about life with kids,
yes,
and how amazing and crazy it is. Because I struggle with this, you know. There we are walking down, you know, Mary Street, and there's somebody in a sleeping bag on the floor, you know. So, you know, I always encourage my son, you know, to go up and leave some money, you know. But of course, you know, there's going to be a time when he's going to turn around and say, why is that man on the street? You know, why can't we bring him home? Why can't we give him a shower? You know, how do you tackle those questions? Because your kids are kind of older.
They are, and getting more inquisitive.
I'm probably asking, what are you doing sleeping out in Ivy Gardens? And
Daddy, where are you going with that sleeping bag? And you've got to approach it cautiously because you don't want to wreck the beauty of security that they're entitled to feel as kids. However, it's important also to explain to them that not everyone is as lucky. And that's why we're doing what we have to do. Developing a social conscience in your children is a good thing. We debated in our own family because we helped Aoife and the Focus Ireland team get I Can't Sleep, the film, recently on TV3. And at what point would you expose your children? Because it's profoundly affecting to see a young person. And as you said, precarious, one little thing goes this way or the other. And I could see my daughters in that actress. My girls who dance, and she's dancing in the ad, and I'm going, my God, you know, could my child end up like that? And the problem is, in Ireland today, that is a possibility if things didn't go their way, and society needs to do more to ensure it isn't that easy. But I think it's important to get our children as socially conscious, aware of the plight in society in a safe way as we can. Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's going back to what you said, it's denormalizing it.
Absolutely.
Because there's, you know, I've seen pictures of people taking selfies on a night out.
Yeah.
And they're not even aware that there's a homeless person in the background, you know, because they just go by their day-to-day life and it's trying to get away from that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the work that Focus Ireland does, just in case if people are not aware, because there's so much of to the services that you provide.
Yes. Yeah. So I suppose Focus Ireland... One of the most important things for us is our work around prevention, and especially over the last few years. So really Focus Ireland is kind of concentrating a huge amount of our efforts towards reaching people who are at risk of becoming homeless, and working with them to ensure that that doesn't happen. So that's really important, and that's a message that we really want to put out there, and we want people to know to contact Focus Ireland if they feel they're at risk of becoming homeless. Before it happens, because there is help there before it's too late. And it's just really important. It's really important that people realise that, and that message rings home for people who feel that they're in a precarious situation themselves. Other than that, I mean, Focus Ireland, we have such a variety of services. We have over 70 services right across the country. We have education services. Run a programme called Education Matters. That's homework clubs with kids in schools. Most of those kids are in emergency homeless accommodation. We have family action teams working with people day in, day out, families in particular who are in emergency accommodation, unsuitable hostels, B&Bs, hotels, right through to our coffee shop, which has been on Houston Street, serving hot meals every day for the last 30 years. So it's a large body of work, that's for sure.
I have to say, I love the coffee shop in Houston Street. It's just, there's a real soul in it. You know, when you're walking past, you see there's always activity, and you just think, oh, at least the guys have got a place to kind of be there. They have a hot cup of coffee or something like that, you know?
Exactly. And actually,
there's a great staff working in it as well.
Exactly. That's the lovely thing about that coffee shop on Houston Street. And soul is definitely the right word. That place has a heart and soul in it. Everybody knows each other down there. The staff are just dedicated, fantastic people who work people day in and day out that they see every day. Everybody gets to know each other. And the most important thing for that coffee shop as well, it's not just a hot meal. It's a starting point for people to link in with their services to see if they can go about now ending their journey and coming out of homelessness again. So I think that's actually one of the most important things. We run our advice and information service from there as well for individuals and for families. Our staff work on the floor to talk to people and see, besides a hot meal, what else do you need? Are you getting the help? Are you getting the help that you need? Is there more services that you can avail of? Are you getting any advice whatsoever? And they start working with people there, and that begins the journey out of homelessness for very many people. So that's probably the most lovely thing about that coffee shop.
And you mentioned CSR earlier, Dave, because corporate social responsibility is often a term that is overused, and sometimes people think, "Oh, is there really substance behind it? You know, or is it just a publicity stunt?" Mm. What are your thoughts on CSR, and of course, just companies' responsibilities to do more for their local communities?
Yeah, it's a good question, Dale. It depends on your value system. I think it can be a number of things. It can be a couple of plaques on the wall. It can be ad campaigns. It can be on your website, or it can be real. And when we went about saying we do a lot of good stuff, but if we did just one thing as an organisation and mobilised ourselves, could we make a difference? We asked our employees, what would it be? We asked our customers. And then we spoke to partners who could guide us as to how we could make a difference. Then and only then did we say publicly we're going to do something. And it has resonated with our people. I mean, our guys come up with ideas every week. We give volunteer days. We've recently completed an office-to-office cycle, 48 people, for Focus Ireland, 20,000 raised. That's the sign of it really making a difference, because back to your previous points, we want everyone on board Gosh Energy to care about the plight of homelessness, because they've seen it up close, and for them to spread the word, and for them to say, aren't we doing a good thing? Mm. And that's the piece you can't put a value on, because that gives company a soul as opposed to being a corporate. But I would urge other companies to think like that when they embark upon this stuff, because otherwise it becomes a bit of a mockery. It just becomes the guys on the floor above us think this is a good thing to say outside, and that's not real, it's not authentic.
Mm, yeah, it's about living authentically. I'm always going on about it, you know.
Yeah.
Because I always find coming up to Christmas, there's always a drive and people do stuff for homelessness charities, but you know, what are you doing all year round? You know,
because
I think people almost expect you to do something at Christmas. What are you doing the other times of the year when people are not expecting you to do something? And that really shows that you're putting your money where your mouth is and you really care about these.
Yeah, and there's payback. I mean, every corporate who does something for CSR is to be applauded at any level. Mm. That's important. But to give a little bit more thought and to engage on a more ongoing basis, you get the payback.
Because it's called karma.
I guess it is. I guess it is, yeah.
So if anyone listens to this, I mean, is there any criteria when it comes to companies, large, small, size, how much?
We're urging companies to still get involved. It's not too late. Channel Light Night is on the 13th of October. And all of the information is on our website. Just go on to focusireland.ie/shinealight. Or pick up the phone, ring Focus Ireland and ask to speak to Aoife. I'd be delighted to tell you more about it. I'm always there. it's not too late. Absolutely. Companies can still get involved, whether they want to join one of the larger organised sleepouts or have a sleepout, get a bunch of people together and work and have a sleepout and work. We're delighted. The more we have, the more we have involved, the better. So.
Brilliant. So my thanks to Dave Kieran, Bodgosh CEO, and of course Aoife Cooney, Campaigns and Sponsorship Manager at Focus Ireland. Thank you so much for joining us on Global Village, and wishing you the best of luck for this year. No doubt we'll be back here again next year talking about Shine a Light every night, because unfortunately the homelessness crisis doesn't seem like it's going to let up for a while, but he's hoping that we won't be talking about this for too long now.
Yeah.
So again, my thanks to Dave Kieran, Bodgosh CEO, and Aoife Cooney, Campaigns and Sponsorship Manager at Focus Ireland. Thank you.
Thanks, Dale.
Thank you, Dale.